بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تصدق بعدل تمرة من كسب طيب ولا يقبل الله إلا الطيب، وإن الله تعالى يقبلها بيمينه ثم يربيها لصاحبها كما يربي أحدكم فلوه حتى تكون مثل الجبل. متفق عليه. Before we begin this new hadith, just to continue on the previous hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam described by way of example مثل البخيل والمنفق. On the one hand, a generous person, and on the other hand, a miserly person who is reticent, who is extremely hesitant when it comes to spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described these two people using the analogy of a soldier who is on a battlefield wearing a shield of armor over his body. We discussed the analogy to some extent already, but just one or two pointers. As was mentioned, such prophetic comparisons excellently illustrate the deeper meaning of basic concepts. We find that miserliness, or another terminology that's used in Quran, is the word shuh. وَمَن يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that person who is saved from the miserliness of the soul, such people are the successful people. So ulama say that the nature of man generally leans towards miserliness. You have to make effort on yourself in order for you to overcome that instinct of holding on to your wealth and of spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say, As-sakhawa, generosity, min ata'illahi wa tawfiqihi, yamnahuha may yasha. They say, generosity is of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And becoming a generous person, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawfiq. And Allah ta'ala grants this quality to whomsoever He desires. On the one hand, the one who is generous, the one who spends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises such a person barakah. Allah ta'ala promises such a person the concealment of his faults. Allah ta'ala promises such a person protection from bala, from musibat, from calamities. Inna sadaqata tadfa'ul bala. And conversely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and save us all. If a person is miserly, then obviously there won't be any barakah in his wealth. His faults, his sins will not be concealed. Likewise, there won't be this divine protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against bala, against musibat, against calamities. So the analogy Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us is a man, a soldier on a battlefield, he puts on an armor of protection. He puts on the shield, body armor, and he wants this protection. He wants this barakah. He wants this concealment of his faults, etc. But two different results are achieved. The generous person, Allah gives him the barakah. Allah causes the body armor to extend over his body beyond his fingernails so that it wipes even his footsteps. In other words, his sins are removed. And obviously, if the body armor extends over his entire body, he is given protection. So likewise, Allah Ta'ala protects a generous person from bala, from musibat, from calamities. On the other hand, the miserly person, as is mentioned in the analogy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the body armor clamps over the upper part of his body, does not stretch over the rest of his body. So as a result, consequence of that, he put on this armor for protection, but there won't be any protection. His whole body is exposed. Likewise, the more he tries to spend, he's fighting against himself. So there is that tightness. Allah Ta'ala takes away the barakah and blessings, and Because the body armor doesn't cover his entire body, there is no concealment. Such a person is disgraced in this world, is disgraced in the hereafter. And because he is left exposed, that level of protection from bala, from musibat, from calamity is not there. Nevertheless, the next riwayat, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِعَدَلِ تَمَرَى. That person who gives in charity equivalent to one date. This concept has been discussed many, many times in many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Being a generous person does not mean that you have to be wealthy. When it comes to wealth, this is Allah's distribution. Allah Ta'ala has given some people plenty, Allah has given others not so much. It doesn't mean that if you are not wealthy that you should not spend in charity. Spend out of what you have. And Allah Ta'ala, in Allah's court, Allah's mizan, Allah's scale is different from the scale of this world. Famous incident in Tabuk, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Sahaba Kiram that spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we know the famous incident. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought to himself that every occasion, whenever encouragement was given towards neki, towards good deeds, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu always outdid me. So this is one chance. Umar said, I knew I had more to give than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr was going through hard circumstances. So he says, I brought half of everything I owned, which was a huge stockpile of goods, and I presented this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Little while later, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is coming. Umar's glee, happiness is even more because he sees this is the one chance, one opportunity that I felt I had outdone Abu Bakr in good deeds. There was this healthy competition that existed among Sahaba-e-Kiram, where they tried to outdo each and one another, not in, like with our business people of today. Person starts importing a certain line, we want to import the same line. Certain person opens one shop, we want to open another shop. Our competition is dunya. And this Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلْ يُنَافِسْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَنَافِسُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Used to say, if you see a man competing with you in the dunya, don't worry about that. Compete with him in akhirat. Dunya is temporary, akhirat is forever. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, when I saw what Abu Bakr was bringing, I thought to myself that this is the one time that I have outdone Abu Bakr. He was even happier. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such was the wisdom of Nubuwat, the Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the question. Normally when you're having chanda, when you're doing charity, if people stand up and are giving pledges, I'm prepared to give so much. What do you record? You ask the person, how much you prepared to give? How much are you prepared to give? No one asks the question of a wealthy person who's giving in charity, how much did you leave behind? If somebody pledges, I'm prepared to give 100,000, and you ask him, hey bhai, how much did you leave behind? He'll get angry with you. So what are you worried about, how much I've got? Even that 100,000, I'm not going to give you. But in Darbar-e-Risalat, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find one riwayat, sabaqa dirham, mi'ata alf dirham. Sabaqa dirham, mi'ata alf dirham. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one man gave one dirham. One person gave one dirham. And yet he got more reward than somebody who gave 100,000 dirham. So what is the difference? If you have one pearl the size of a date, and the other side you have one ton of steel, somebody who understands the value will know that this one pearl is more valuable than one ton of steel. 1,000 kilograms of steel on the other side and one pearl on this side. So sabaqa dirham, mi'ata alf dirham, one dirham got more reward than 100,000 dirham. What was the difference? The one who gave the dirham, that's all he had. And the one who gave 100,000 dirham had millions. So Allah Ta'ala, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's court, Allah's mizan, Allah's scale doesn't just weigh the quantity. Allah's scale weighs the quality. What is behind it? The jazba, the qurbani. Like we find the verses of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the time when of Bakri Eid, time of Eid al-Adha, when the qurbani animal is sacrificed. لَيَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah says the flesh and blood of the animal doesn't reach us. That is not weighed. What is actually weighed? وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The taqwa, the jazba, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zeal to earn akhirat, the sincerity, the jazba to exhibit generosity. This is what reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming back to this incident, the question was changed. What question did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ask? He didn't ask, Umar, how much have you brought? Mada khallafta? Umar, how much did you leave behind? How much did you leave behind? Umar says, when I heard this question, there and then I realized that once again Abu Bakr has outdone me. And I realized that it will be impossible for me to ever outdo Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when the question was asked, what did you leave behind? Umar said, I left half my wealth behind and I brought the other half. Then when the same question was put to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mada khallafta? Abu Bakr, what did you leave behind? Taraktu Allah wa Rasoola. I left behind the name of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And besides that, everything I brought in order to give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the time when salams from Allah, when Jibreel was sent with special salams from Allah for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when everything was given. So coming back to this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man tasaddaqa bi'adali tamara. If a man gives in sadaqah and charity even one date, the famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted sahaba kiram on the blessedness of the month of Ramadan, that ya ayyuhan nas, qad adallakum shahrun azeemun mubarakun shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alfi shahr. شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سوى ومن أدى فريضة فيه كما كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سوى فهو شهر الصبر وثوابه الجنة وشهر المواساة وشهر يزاد في رزق المؤمن فيه. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم enumerated the greatness of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. That in it is a night better than 1,000 months. The nafil act that you will do in this month, Allah will reward you with a fard. And one fard you will do, Allah will give you 70, the reward of 70 faraid. It's a month of mutual sympathy. It's a month of sabr. In return for sabr, Allah will give you Jannah. It is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the risk and sustenance of His slave in this month. Exhorting us of one of the great a'mal of Ramadan, which is generosity, particularly upon the fasting person. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say that man fattara fihi sa'iman, that person who will feed the fasting person in the month of Ramadan, give him something for iftar, then what will this be? Maghfiratan lidhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi minan nar. This will be forgiveness for his sins and emancipation for him from the fire of Jahannam. So immediately at that juncture, what did Sahaba say? لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَتِّرُ السَّائِمِ لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَتِّرُ السَّائِمِ. Ya Rasulullah, not all of us. You have said that if you feed the fasting person iftar, that Allah will forgive your sins, Allah will free you from Jahannam. Not all of us have enough to feed a fasting. Many of us are in a situation, we don't have enough for our own iftar. This was Sahaba's generosity, that once Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was fasting, nafil fast, and some wealth had